Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on Kaya959.co.za. The best tea in the city. On Kaya959. On the street. On the air. On Kaya959.
Hey, welcome to the show. It is the best in the city. Thanks again to Sammy T for holding fort as we're getting ready for the new chapter that begins next week, Monday. Now, excuse me. Welcome to the show. This is the best in the city. Now, isn't it interesting that as you grow older, what was once your dating deal breaker is fast becoming a, no, I can tolerate that. We once spoke about dating deal breakers. So today is dating deal breakers 2. What was once your deal breaker, but you are fast reconsidering. When thinking of an ideal partner, you have a list, right, of the things, the must-haves, the must-haves. But like most things in life, over the years, the idea of what an ideal relationship is changes. So you either change what kind of relationship you want, or you change your ideal deal breakers. And not because you're settling. No. Because, like, you patrakile, man. How else do you say it? Impatrakile reading. Hey, wena, how did you get here? Hi. You're not even my type. But yo, we are ngihlanyisa. You see? Your deal breaker's right there. Revisited. What was once your deal breaker and you are fast reconsidering? Talk to me.
The best tea in the city.
For me, my deal breaker was cheating, but now I seem to be relaxed when it comes to that. You know, I've given the person a second and third chances. I was cheated on in 2020, but now at least they're showing remorse and they're showing that, you know, they've changed, you know. I don't know if that is the case, but yeah, cheating was my deal breaker.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
You're on the street, you're on the air. It is Car 959, and this is Mtunzi with Mlindoba Ninge. Before that, Unomfundo Mo, Soft Life. Haha. I got about the Soft Life. Yeah. And that sort of informed your deal breakers. We talk about dating deal breakers 2, as in part 2. On your list, you had funny, you had good looking, you had smart. I mean, these were like part of your must-haves. Your deal breakers were poor hygiene. Lazy. No. No. That's what part of your deal breaker. Yo, munamakaba. Yo. Not appealing for, not appealing to you at first. But what was once a deal breaker has changed over time because, like anything, like any individual, we evolve. Things we never used to tolerate, we now learned to love. Not because you're settling, because you're getting wiser. What was once your deal breaker and you are fast reconsidering? Hashtag dating deal breakers 2.
The best tea in the city.
It is hashtag deal breakers 2. What was once your deal breaker is now something you're fast reconsidering, like Himson. Hey, Matiba. And I don't want to use the word he used. He said hate, but no, I think that's too strong. I didn't like Abu Cherry with a flat booty. Ishwapa. Hey, they are so sweet, those ones, eh? He says. I think they're compensating for the lack of Isuka. The executive, on the other hand, says, I never wanted Abu Mbali. Dark-skinned girls. I stayed away till I met my wife and I realized I wasted my time. Kosiam! Like Music Soldier said, love, there's so many things I gotta tell ya. Tebu Hotsetroyana Arbona, Uncle T, Munna Wangami. Enlightened complexion was a no-no. But a maturity reminded me that there's no such a thing as a deal breaker. Faith, buena?
Yo, Mr. T. I am lawyer. There is no way. I met the opposite of what I am in terms of cleanliness. This guy, even the plate when he eats, even Jose Aloli, Mr. T, keep on saying this guy, and he murata.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
Like I said, what was once your deal breaker, you are fast reconsidering. Hence hashtag dating deal breakers 2.
you used to have a deal breaker. Anyone who conflicts or who doesn't see eye to eye with your values, you was a no-no. Is a married guy still a deal breaker, sister girl? Even when he has his wife's consent and permission to get you as a second wife? Just asking. Two, inconsistency was once a deal breaker. You are particular about access and having constant contact with your person. Here he is now, a taxi owner, constantly out of town working, but you are well taken care of. It is not as consistent as you would love it, but you are loved. Deal breaker still? The last teaspoon of the 3 teaspoons on hashtag dating deal breakers too. The things that you are fast reconsidering. Why? Because Akiri, we are cooler. Maturity. Poor hygiene. A filthy guy was once a no-no for you, girl. Until you realized he's self-employed as a mechanic and very successful at that. Is he still not your type?
The best tea in the city.
Asiqale Makumal.
Yebo.
Mtunga Mkulas.
Yes, sir.
You once had a list.
Yay.
A long list.
Yay.
Of deal breakers.
Man.
Wakula
ntombazana. You know, when you are young, it's nice because the world is your oyster.
That's right.
You can be firm That's and right. unerring about your deal breakers because, Pella, you have options, eh?
Okay.
And there are many options. Mm. And then, ukuke, ne? Pool dating pool. Potentials become very scarce. And you need to start minimizing that list. 8 months was long. I was never obviously going to date someone who drinks any alcohol.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
That changed.
That's right. That's right.
I was never going to date someone younger than me ever.
Yeah.
That changed.
That's right.
I was never going to date somebody who has children and they are under 16 because they are still living at home and they need to be parented.
That's right.
That's changed.
That's right.
Hey, go bilang apanje man.
Is it you settling or is it maturity?
I think it's a little bit of both.
Okay.
But also you do become a little bit more mature because you realize that all these people that you've drawn up in your head, they only exist there in your head alone. In real life, people like that do not exist. So you need to settle a little bit and you also need to mature and realize that you can't create the perfect man in your head and find him.
Perfect is what you make it.
Mm-hmm.
I hope Mahatab is taking notes.
I've been humbled. The dating game. That's humbled me.
Jolo will humble you.
I was also like Angie, a long laundry list of deal breakers. But I found that just like Angie, I feel that it's not settling as such, but being more realistic of who people are.
Right.
When you start to understand yourself as a person, then you also understand that, you know what, in some cases, people cannot actually reach those expectations that you have
because
they are unrealistic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so yeah, people have lives. And so, yeah, deal breakers change.
Give me one that you had to reconsider.
One that I had to reconsider. But I feel for me, it hasn't been at the beginning so much. It's been through the relationship I was like, you know what? I'm not going to deal with this. And I feel like for me, it's sort of like being a prisoner in the relationship where you feel like you have to stay in this relationship because of that other person so-called needs you. That codependency thing of without you, who will I be in this world?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, you know what? As single, when you are your own person, you don't have to, you don't feel that like need for another person. Mm-hmm. So as they say, you know, when they give you that relationship advice that it's two whole people who come together.
That's right.
Not two halves.
Yes.
That's relationships for me.
That's right. And you're right. I think you're raising a very interesting perspective as well. Sometimes you can, and it can go either way. Hey, Makumalo, they tick all the boxes, you meet them, and once they are here, you realize, No. I went with aesthetics. No.
Reality of it.
Yeah. And then the vice versa of that happens. They don't tick all the boxes, but oh my God.
But together.
The quality here is something else.
Absolutely.
Or it's a hybrid.
Yes.
They are here, and then you realize what I like about you outweighs the things I don't like.
That I don't like.
And then on the I don't like side,
there's two deal breakers that I would have never accommodated, but because
this outweighs this.
You got what I mean? Sure. You end up saying, no, I'd rather stick and make it work.
Mm. Yeah.
What are your deal breakers that you have now have found yourself reconsidering? Not because you're settling, because of maturity.
The best tea in the city.
You're asking, we're talking about what? We talk about the dating deal breakers too. Well, the first time talking about this, hence we're saying, hey, let's revisit this conversation. And it's a topic about accommodating things that you never thought you would be able to. And when you look at it, you're like, what happened to me? Maybe maturity happened or love happened. What was once a deal breaker can easily become a charm for you now that you are older.
My dating deal breaker is somebody who is not on my level in terms of net worth, in terms of ambition, in terms of really doing what we need to do to break the generational curse. And the reason is not because I want to be blessed. No, I can bless myself beautifully, but I don't want to feel bad for blessing myself. You know what I mean? Like, if I want to go buy myself a Porsche, I can't feel like, now I'm like, yo, what is the guy like, you know? No.
Google, what you haven't answered is, we know what your deal breakers are, but have they changed purely because of maturity or love?
Yo, I never thought I would date someone who smokes, a smoking guy. Yeah. I never. I always said I will never date someone who smokes because the smell of cigarette is just unbearable. So I found myself.
Thank you.
Yeah. It is what it is.
How no, it is what it is. Kill it, rat, oh, man.
Yo, nane, when I'm telling them, don't fit in. Short guys, no, because I'm tall. Go again. Tell me, alas, you will tell me about the pale.
That's right.
And what can I say?
That's right.
Everything I'm telling fish and angel. My short man, I love you.
Thank you, MJ.
Now, my deal breaker, I never thought in my wildest dream. I did just someone on a lingua. Yes. But then, it's one of those.
Was off if he let that.
Take the last sip. Call us now on 086-000-959.
My dear Boyka, when it comes to dating, is and was short man. I honestly can't. But the one deal breaker that changed is good looks, you know. I used to believe that one should be nice and light skin, date a light skin guy. Yeah, but ish, now I go for black cats.
Yes.
And yo, that's the deal breaker that I changed. I used to hate dark guys, but now the darker the berry, the sweeter the juice.
Thank you, Mary. Pindi.
Now it's again, it's the opposite. Opposite yo ukaine uyidlapa yazini makadla uyaqhafaza uyachitha emakushinini esofeni kumat. Hey, lo muntu uyidlapa nkosi yami. Hey, mara ngimuthanda anjalo Mr. T. Opposite yami Mr. T, kodwa ngimuthanda njalo.
All right, Mphosa, hi.
Brati Ormo.
Orenka bana ba ileng ko di non-racial schools me out.
Listen, brati, my deal breaker as mfana ku mahayeng ngoba le mahaye haye ala go no first ali ne ke sala le mgelo wa skuwa and ne ke nale ale di mo se ga se ke sa ba batho ona lo ka bola la go ntlo go di hong le tsa tsend bana ba teng hong ba di tsa go di kholo ntsa ba go hong ka ma ga ntlo go le tsa tsend brati deal breaker e shile.
What made you change?
I guess I attracted most. Maybe Skela. I blame you, Jay Brati. I blame you, Jay Brati. Because you, Jay, then many years ago, and the Vetsek. You had to go to the mines, but I had an opportunity to go into Vetsek and UJ. Then when I worked, I met my wife, hashtag more children on TV, that's her. And now we're singamla. But Ali, Hong Kong didn't change.
It's a papa.
Tommy, let's get her from. Yeah, get her out of Brati.
Hey, tada.
Bengicela ukuremain anonymous. Bona bengithi angiyifuni indoda enomkhaba, angiyifuni indoda enempandlane. Guess what? I'm married to him for 26 years and I've never been happier. Yeah, a deal breaker out the window.
Exactly, Lizzie.
Na my deal breaker go to relationship ne le mokaiman o sa tseleng ho bua sekgowa hantle hai o jwetse he monna e dulang len ha o sebeletsa contract ye he ke ra qala bua molomo sekgowa sa hai.
That's right.
Ke tshega everyday mara ka re lerato ke lerato ke mo accommodateile ke dula le yena ntse le jalo re mamele sona sekgowa seo sa mapolokisi or go thuang ha ke se sa di-contract-eng.
Thank you. Hello, Rose. I am good.
But see, I don't know if it's age or it's basically it's maturity and love that will humble you, okay?
Oh yeah.
Man, I used to hate smoke, and I'm very good at detecting that. And I'm so all over him. You know what he does? To be like, give me wine. I'm still over him. And at that time before, I couldn't even let someone who smokes just closer to me.
Yes.
But now, love and maturity just humbled me just like that. I love him dearly.
Bubble, it's about a love now will deafen all the senses.
Bona,
kina o, kina o, Rachel. Raul Rosie. Mubulao, hi. Mubulao.
Tabo. I swore I would never go younger. And for some reason lately, I'm attracting the young guys. Now, there's this one who just put in my radar.
Yeah.
He is the male version of me.
Yeah.
Loves music. He's tall. He's got the kind of eyes that you can drown in. Lord forgive me, I'm about to sing with this guy. When I look at the age gap, it's about 10. But yes, see, this guy is mature. Everything that I've ever needed, he ticks all the right boxes. I go that way. Pray for me.
No. Please say it in Venda. Bye-bye. Wow, Cindy.
I mean, my list is still the same. I haven't changed. I can't. I'm an ingatal. I'm tired of person. I don't fish on no mukaba. No pudding chair with swin. I am dizzy.
And no petty man in a little skirt. Yes, in. I say, in the same fish on in Molil. Gandhi Lomundlo is owning a hardware store and they like to be hands-on. They are the employer. You will never run short of cash in your house. This cash is flowing.
The best tea in the city. Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.